This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedge Each Day. Would you believe this is the last weekend of January 2019? And on our show this hour, my first guest is the cast of Chicago Fire. We got Joe Minoso and Yuri Saturnoff. Later on, a dear friend of our program, Smokey Robinson, from the Investigative Discovery Channel, Diane Diamond, will be here talking about a very fascinating story about a multi-million dollar murderer. Then, director and producer Eduardo Ponte will be joining us. He, of course, is the son of the late Carlo Ponte and Sophia Loren. Next hour, used to be with Airplane Repo. Now he's got a new show, Renegade Repos. Ken Cage, Bobby and Andy Cohen from Velocity Channel's Junkyard Empire. From inside the actor's studio, James Lipton and Chef Gernard Wells talking about Super Bowl Sunday. That's all coming up this week.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedge Today. Let's face it, okay? I mean, if Dick Wolf's name on it, you know it's great. And this show is sensational, and it's breaking its sixth season on NBC. Joining us right now is Yuri Saturnoff and Joe Minoso. Joe, Yuri, welcome to the show for Chicago Fire.
Thank you so very much for having us.
Thanks, Ron. I wish I had a voice ready-made for radio like you do.
I mean, incredible. That thing is beautiful.
Well,
the vibrato in it.
Well, you know, it's funny. It starts off in the morning like Walter Cronkite, and at about 11:30 at night, I sound like Minnie Mouse. I don't know what happened during the course of the day, but something happened. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. This is the only thing I had going for me, by the way, in high school. I don't want to sit on a couch here and start giving my problems, but, you know, I didn't play sports, so obviously you know where that's coming from. And the only thing I had going for me is the voice. And but, you know, women just don't like guys with just good voices. They want muscles and, you know, sports and stuff like that.
You're just seeing the wrong girls, man. My wife isn't interested in muscles at all. She likes me nice and soft, just like I am.
Okay, could I have, just off the record, could I have your home number real quick? Well, guys, congratulations on season number 6 of Chicago Fire. This is outstanding. And it's such a, you know, down-to-earth show that tells a story about, you know, men and women who are really at the top of their game, but, you know, they got a job that I don't think a lot of people appreciate. I used to get so angry when I used to hear people say, you go past the fire station, and I used to see the firemen sitting outside in their chairs and they're reading a book or listening to the radio. Man, that is such a fallacy, you know?
Yeah, well, they're there when you need them. That's kind of the motto, right? You don't understand how much you need a firefighter until you need them, and then you really need them.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like in general, you know, these people, these men and women, they at the risk of their own lives do things that are unheard of for most humans, which is why, you know, I call them real life superheroes, because I think they do things that are just death defying, honestly. And I kudos to them for having the bravery and I guess lack of caring about their own lives to be able to do the things that they do for everybody every day.
Yeah, right? It is amazing. And the sad part about it is that so many things happen in the middle of the night that you don't even know about, the general public doesn't even know about, and these men and women are out there doing it under circumstances not only the dangerous, not only dangerous from the fire and everything else, but you don't know, frankly, what the neighborhood is going to do to these people, because you don't know what kind of neighborhoods you're going into. I mean, it is really a tough deal.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's happy to see a firefighter, right? Because,
yeah.
As opposed to police officers, firefighters really are there when it's strictly necessary.
Yeah, chances are if you have a firefighter there, it's not because you did something wrong.
Right.
It's definitely because they're just there to help.
Right.
And I think that makes them, you know, just some of the noblest service people you could ask for.
When I look down, both of you, or what you've done in a career, it is no wonder that shows like this are so successful. For example, you are in a stage version of The History Boys, the feature film debut, Double, and, of course, the Academy Award-winning Argo in The Ides of March, an off-Broadway play, Beckett.
Did all that?
You did all that, and you did it your way. And I'm always amazed that people who are so involved with theater can turn around and take that live theater and turn it into a television movie or a movie, because there's so much of a difference when it comes to immediate response.
That's very true, it's taken me 6 years to sort of hone what I think little craft I have in front of the camera, but theater always came naturally to me. I think there's something about theater that's magical that you can't recreate anywhere else other than a stage, and Joe has a similar background to mine. You know, I think the majority of the time actors start out in theater because there's a rush to it. There's an adrenaline to being on stage in front of people and,
right,
and performing, and frankly, I always knew that I wanted to do film, but it sort of happened organically for me.
And Joe?
Yeah, whereas I worked my butt off for 10 years doing as much theater as I could until finally somebody decided to give me a break. Yuri's right. A lot of us do kind of start out in theater. It is, in and of itself, its own beast. But its payoff is very different from television and film. And it's very immediate, and it is definitely far more, you get to see what the audience is feeling and thinking right there on the spot. But there is something really beautiful about film and TV. You know, I think you have the opportunity to tell the story exactly the way you want to tell it. That is also a great blessing to the craft.
You know, the fact of the matter is you could do 10 years in theater and not capture the audience size of One Night at Chicago Fire. You know, that's the amazing part. A park in our house, Joe, you were a part of. Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner, Living Out, the short Shakespeare, the Comedy of Errors, of course, Shameless and Prison Break on television, and your film debut in Man of Steel. But I have to ask you a question, Joe. A lot of people grow up wanting to be something because, you know, they're exposed to it at an early age. You really discovered theater when your girlfriend took you to see an act in a school play. Now, I don't know where it went from there, but is she still your girlfriend or your wife or your fiance or your neighbor?
You really do your research. That was actually my very first girlfriend ever. Took me to go see her in a production of a play called Hotel Paradiso that they were doing in high school. And by the second act, I was actually going up to the people who were changing over the set, because I just wanted to be involved somehow. So I was just asking if I could help in any way, because I just found the whole thing so fascinating. That girl is not currently my wife. I am married, but what's funny about that is I ended up marrying a makeup artist on the show Chicago Fire. So, you know, I keep it close to home, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Do you guys have real firemen and rescue workers on the set to keep everything accurate and on the money?
All the the time. We all of the extras that you see as firefighters in any of the rescue scenes, those are actual firefighters that are on furlough or have a day off. You know, 6 years in, we pretty much know all of them by name, and they're all incredible. And if you ever ask them for their opinion, they'll happily give it to you. But you'll never meet a
group
of...
Sometimes if you don't ask them,
right. Their opinion, they'll happily give it to you. But you'll never meet a group of more humble people. You know, they've pretty much seen everything that life can throw at you, and so nothing surprises them.
And in general, you know, we have a tremendous technical director, Stephen Chikorotis, who was he's a retired chief from the Chicago Fire Department, and that man has really been our leader from day one, and also our biggest cheerleader, and he is definitely, he always makes sure that we're doing right by the department. I think his biggest concern is making sure that we show firefighters in a good light, and that we're doing the things that they actually do, and I think we've gotten better and better at that over the years. We try to stick as true to life as we can when we're doing all of those incidents, because the last thing we want to hear is a firefighter going, that would never happen.
Right, right.
Even though it happens from time to time, but we do our best to kind of maintain to the reality of their experience.
Is it difficult filming in the city when the city is the backdrop?
I would say only when it's 35 degrees below zero. And it's not as difficult for us sometimes as it is for the neighbors of the neighborhoods we're filming in, just because we can cause a lot of traffic issues. Because we got a lot of rigs, we got a lot of trucks, we got a lot of people, and we got to close up streets sometimes just to do our incidents. And so I apologize to all of the folks of Chicago for all of the traffic we've caused over the last 6 years. We hope to do it for many more.
Now, I got to ask you the question I ask everybody who's on a Dick Wolf franchise, which probably is about half the United States, okay? Is there really a Dick Wolf? Do you ever see this man? Has he ever come into the public eye of getting an award? I mean, you know, I've been in this business exactly 722 years this week, right? And I've never seen the man.
I think that's just the way Dick likes it, too.
Yeah,
I think he likes being, you know, sort of the Oz behind the curtain.
Yes.
Every time that I've met Dick or I've spent time with Dick, frankly, I've been a little bit intimidated, because he is Dick Wolf.
Sure.
And he is probably the most successful producer in the history of television. But the man is incredibly down to earth, and he will speak truth to you. It's never personal. It's business with Dick. He knows how to get things done, and he's never going to beat around the bush. And that's something that I respect, and something that I frankly learned about him and his business acumen is just be honest, because honesty is the best quality.
You got it. Well, gentlemen, congratulations on season number 6. And this season, at a new time and day, it's Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central on NBC. Chicago Fire and two of its stars bringing a lot to the table. Yuri Zetteroff and Joe Minoso. Yuri, Joe, thanks for joining us. Come back anytime. You're a great guest. We'd love to have you. And good luck with season number 6, my friends.
So very much.
Thanks.
Congratulations on that voice.
Thanks, Yuri. Thanks, Joe. Good luck with season number 6 of Chicago Fire on NBC. Nice guys, really. Down to earth. And, boy, what a successful franchise, as all, for Dick Wolf. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back live all across the USA and around the world, and it's good to have my next guest. He is the best, and that music proves it. A real American icon. Joining us right now is Smokey Robinson. Hi, Smokey. How you doing?
Ron, I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now that you are here, my friend, it's nice having you back on the program.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back, and thank you for doing this.
I have this brand new CD in front of me right now that includes six songs recorded in concert, six that have been your songs. I love recorded live music.
Oh, thank you. I do too. In fact, Ron, even the ones that are studio cuts there, I recorded them live in the studio. By that I mean, you know, I had the musicians in there playing while I was singing, which in today's recording world is unheard of, man.
I don't know how many people realize this, but you bring up an excellent point, and that is the fact that, I hate to say it this way, but we both are from this era. In the older days, they did all the music and the vocals together. And now you go in, the band maybe comes in on Wednesday, you come in on Monday.
Absolutely.
Doesn't have that.
The guitar players there on Thursday, you know, people play and sing on the same records don't even see each other now.
They don't even know their names or their faces.
Exactly.
I think that kind of takes away from the charisma of working with a live band, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. It definitely takes away the spontaneity, you know, because, you know, you can never imagine in your mind what somebody might play or sing, you know, when everything's going on at the same time. No matter what you've planned, you know, a lot of stuff goes on that's unplanned, and it's just a great thing. It's like doing a concert in the studio.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And when you're performing, I always like the live versions because it's kind of a little bit of a different arrangement, if you will, more of a Vegas-type thing where it's got a lot of energy to it. A lot of times in the studio, you're held back from doing that.
Well, absolutely you are.
How did you guys do it at Motown? Did you do it with all the musicians there? I always
Ron, when we first started, man, there was only one track.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
On that Ampex recorder.
If you're going to be on that record, you better be there that day. You better be in that studio at that time. There was no going back and overdubbing and all that stuff like that. You know, the best you could do is if you had two tracks of the same, of relatively the same tempo, if you wanted to do something, you might be able to splice two of those together. But other than that, you know, whoever's going to be on that record had better to be in there when it's being recorded.
Well, I'm sure you ran into situations whereby your take was great, but the bass player screwed up or something.
Many times. That's why a lot of those songs, man, it was take 100. Exactly.
But those were the days when you really had all of the chemistry going at one time.
Sure you did, and I think the producers and the engineers in those days had to really be on top of the gigs, man, because you were mixing and doing all that as you were going along.
Absolutely. His log, 37 top 40 hits in your career. Unbelievable. Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, Grammy for the Best R&B Performance, Soul Train Music Award, inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Hollywood Walk of Fame. I mean, what a career, Smokey.
Well, you know, I'm blessed, Ron. You know, I'm doing what I love and earning a living at it.
It's always nice to do what you love and be accepted the way you have been over the years. The fact of the matter is, Smokey has such a wide appeal.
Absolutely. Music, man. I think they're some of the greatest writers in the world. Country songs tell those real down-to-earth life stories. You know, the walls are talking and all that.
Yeah, right. And the old bit where you play backwards, you get your car back, the dog back, the
wife back. Absolutely.
Everything goes back.
Everything goes back.
When I listen to these songs, the memories that they bring back are phenomenal.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that so much, Ron.
How many gigs do you do a year, Smokey?
Well, you know, it's according to the ones that I like, man. I think that this year I bit off a whole lot more than I wanted to chew gig-wise, Ron, because we started a tour the last week in February that lasted until 2 weeks ago. We went all over the world and everything. And see, what my agents do is they trick me. They call me because I've already got dates in for next year. But they call me and say, Smoke, you know, next September we've got so-and-so. And it sounds like, okay, next September, that's a year away. I can do that. Man,
right.
But you look up and the whole schedule's filled up, and so that's what happened to me this year. I'm tour wiped out. I mean, the tour's over, but I still have some dates that I have to fulfill for this year.
Because somebody came to me last September, wanted me to be in an event. September, that's got to be like a year away. Man, it came right up on you like crazy, and you think,
absolutely,
what am I doing this for?
Time flies when you're having fun.
When you're having fun. Where were the live performances recorded, Smokey?
All over the country, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so cool that out of all these songs, you wrote all of them except one.
Yeah, I did, man.
That's quite a talent.
Well, thank you.
Unbelievable. Now, you can visit Smokey at www.smokeyrobinson.com. Also, he's on Facebook and Twitter. Do you understand all that Twitter stuff? I get
well, I do, but, I don't constantly Twitter for myself. Well, I've been on tour so much this year. I have a guy who is a very close friend of mine. In fact, he's one of my recording engineers, and he basically handles the Twitters for me. I don't know that I could even Twitter all the time. You know, okay, well, I'm on my way to the store. Okay, I just bought, you know, I don't know that I can handle that one.
I just recorded a new CD called Smokey Robinson Now and Then. Now
I could tell him that.
Yeah, you got to do that. When you do a song that has such a hit, like Going to a Go-Go and stuff like that, do you ever concern yourself, like the first six that you did, do you ever concern yourself when you go in the studio of redoing it, not the same way or it's a different arrangement? Do you ever get concerned about doing it over again?
No, I don't, Ron. You know, when I recorded those songs live, I did them basically like they've always been done.
Yes.
Of course, time changes everything, and so they've changed a tiny bit throughout the years. And then when you sing them over and over and over again, see, for me, and I'm honest about this. I really mean this from the bottom of my heart. I do all those concerts every year, but every night, those songs are new to me. I mean, I never get bored with them or complacent or anything like that. You know, I'm having so much fun on stage, and those songs are new. So I always look at them as new songs.
That is probably one of the wisest things I've ever heard from any singer. And the reason being is that, you know this, so many times singers will be tired of doing the arrangement that they did on the record that they'll start doing different things to it, and it's not like the record, and the people come to hear it like the record.
Yeah, they do. So you can't change them so outlandishly that nobody recognizes.
Yeah, there's a group that I went to see, and I said, those aren't those songs, you know? In fact, I'll give you another example, but I'll do it off the air when I won't mention the name.
Okay.
But this is terrific. Again, everybody, you have to go, because now available is this brand new CD by the legend of Smokey Robinson, Now and Then, 6 live recordings, which are phenomenal, 6 studio recordings, but done like they were a live performance with the band present in the studio, and of course, sung by the great Smokey Robinson.
Well, we do, Ron, and I appreciate you doing it, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Our very special guest, Smokey Robinson. Get this brand new CD now with a lot of his greatest hits recorded again, called Now and Then. And don't forget to check out Smokey's website, SmokeyRobinson.com. Smokey, thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
People say I'm the life of the party. Come back, tell your girl.
policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Talks on border security will get underway now that the partial federal government shutdown is over. The deal is just to end the shutdown and doesn't include funding for President Trump's border wall. Negotiators will now have 3 weeks to craft a border security plan. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was asked if the Democrats had a strategy that led them to this outcome.
We helped make it clear to the president, to the public, that the president was the one in charge of the shutdown.
President Trump insists he didn't cave to Democratic demands, and he reminded everyone, he said, if he doesn't like the deal that the negotiators come up with after 3 weeks, another partial government shutdown could happen in mid-February. He also said to Republicans to not worry because he can still build the wall by declaring a national emergency and use those funds instead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cetogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cetogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cetogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cetogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cetogenics.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Around the World with Ron Segi today. One of my favorite channels to watch, and I say this sincerely, is ID, Investigation Discovery. They are terrific. And they've got a two-part series exclusively on Investigation Discovery. It's going to be running on Monday and on Tuesday. I'm sure it'll be other days, but that's the premiere date. And this particular episode centers around a murder mystery called Robert Durst, an ID murder mystery. Joining us right now is a young lady who knows her stuff, investigative journalist Diane Diamond. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Oh, well, thank you for saying young lady.
Young lady.
Thanks, Ron.
And it is Diamond, even though there's no A there, right?
Yes. Yeah, it causes confusion sometimes, but there's no A in my last name.
Okay, great. Now, tell us about this. This, of course, was the subject of the film All Good Things and also the HBO series The Jinx. But this is about... Mm-hmm. A gentleman, a millionaire, Robert Durst, had it all. You know, they say when you got all the money and the power and the privilege, you got it all. But behind closed doors, the guy was more than a mogul. He was kind of a scum.
I'll tell you, even worse than that, he might be a serial killer. Robert Durst is worth right now about $100 million. His family is a big real estate family here in New York. And I'll give you a little background. He married a woman named Kathy, medical school student. And in 1982, after several tumultuous years of marriage, she disappeared. So that's 1982, and it was big news in New York. You know, real estate heiress missing. Oh, gosh, it was a big deal. Robert Durst's best friend was Susan Berman. They met in college. So Susan Berman is the one who speaks to the media. You know, I know they're suspecting Robert, but he's bereft. He's a poor Robert. I'm here to speak for him. Remember the name Susan Berman. So that's 1982-83. In the year 2000, the police finally reopen the Kathy Durst case. They've got some new evidence. A new detective has come in, and they call Susan Berman, and they say, we want to come talk to you about Kathy Durst. Well, she obviously calls her best friend Robert, wherever he is. He's like a nomad living in flop houses across the country, even though he's a millionaire. And she says, you know, they want to talk to me, Robert. And the next thing you know, she winds up dead with a bullet in the back of her head in her home in California. Well, where's Robert Durst? Nobody can find him. Where's her best friend? He surfaces about a year later because his next-door neighbor, a guy named Morris Black, is dead, dismembered, and floating in the Galveston Bay. The only problem, Ron, is they can't find his head. Now, Durst admits, I killed him in self-defense. He found out who I was. I'm living next door to him in this little tiny apartment, posing as a woman. Yeah, Robert Durst was a cross-dresser. And he figured out who I was, so we tussled over a gun, and I shot him in the head. Well, where's Morris Black's head? Was he shot in the back of the head like Susan Berman? They still haven't found his head to this day. And Robert Durst is acquitted of his murder. So now he's got a missing wife in 82. He's got a dead best friend in 2000. And in 2003, he's acquitted of killing Morris Black. Well, let's fast forward again. He is now in prison in California awaiting trial for the murder of Susan Berman. Finally, somebody is actually, I think, going to get him convicted of murder.
How many years did he go on the lam?
Well, after Kathy disappeared, she's probably dead, come on, in 82, he is expecting to inherit the big real estate company from his father, Seymour. But Seymour sees what a wacko his son is, his oldest son, and he doesn't give the business to Robert. He gives it to his younger brother, and there's a huge schism. And they give Robert about $100 million in the 90s, and they say, go live your life somewhere. So since the 90s, he's just been traveling around the world, assuming other people's identities, living in flop houses, posing as a woman, posing as a deaf-mute woman. It's such a bizarre behavior that he has displayed over the years. You have to come to the conclusion that there's something wrong with him. He got picked up for shoplifting a ham sandwich and a newspaper.
Gee.
This is a guy worth $100 million. You know, it's almost like he wanted to get caught.
Kathleen's body was never found, Diane?
No. Kathy's body has never been found, and Morris Black's head has never been found.
Okay, why was he acquitted of the Morris Black murder, and somebody found out that he was responsible for the Susan Berman? What were the circumstances behind both of those murders?
Yeah. The jury in the Morris Black case said they believed him, that he killed Morris Black in a fit of self-defense, that Morris Black came at him with a gun. Now, how in the world did they square the fact that he then went to the hardware store, bought tarps,
right,
bought saws, bought plastic bags, and dismembered the man? I don't know how they squared that jury, but that's what happened. So he goes into hiding after he's acquitted, and he is ultimately picked up in New Orleans. Remember, he's a nomad. He's picked up in New Orleans in a hotel with a bunch of pot. He is a lifelong pot smoker. And guns. And apparently he was on his way to Cuba when they arrested him for the Susan Berman murder. And the reason that happened was because there was a documentary made called The Jinx.
Yes.
And The Jinx came up with the fact that the note police got that just had the address of Susan Berman and the word cadaver on it, written in green ink, was the exact handwriting of Robert Durst.
Wow.
And that was revealed in The Jinx, that documentary. So the police were like, oh my gosh, they found a clue that we never found.
Yeah.
Let's go pick him up. And they found him in New Orleans.
Diane, when did they pick him up? How long has he been in prison?
Since 2015. And his attorneys, very highly paid dream team, are very adept at delaying trials. And, you know, so he's still awaiting the trial of Susan Berman.
That's unbelievable.
Even though they have a note that he wrote to the police saying, go to this address because there's a cadaver there. Well, only the killer would know that there was a cadaver there. It's his handwriting.
The fact that he's been in there since 2015 and the right to a speedy trial certainly doesn't apply here, apparently.
Well, I think his lawyers, Dick DeGaron among them, mm-hmm, or the lead, think that, you know, the more we delay this, the more the media, sensational media coverage will die down. Well, it doesn't die down.
Yeah,
you're dealing with probably the world's richest serial killer. The police like him for three other murders, two young women in California and a young woman in Vermont. So the judge just ruled in California that all this other information can come in to this trial about Susan Berman's death. I don't know how he'll escape a guilty verdict.
How old is he?
You know, he's in his 80s, and he's not well. He's had brain surgery. He's got a big scar on his head. He's lost a tremendous amount of weight. He's never a big man anyway. He comes into court in a wheelchair. So, you know, he presents as a very frail, sympathetic defendant. And I think that helped him in Texas, in the murder trial in Texas. But I'm not sure it's going to help him here.
You know, it's a fascinating story, and I didn't realize of his age. I didn't realize that. I thought he was maybe in his late 50s, early 60s. Unbelievable.
Oh, no. Fascinating.
Yeah.
I hope everybody watches Monday and Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, and I'd love to hear some feedback, because I just find this as a fascinating, multi-textured story. You couldn't write this and make a movie out of it.
No,
people just wouldn't believe it.
That's exactly right. This is the stuff that movies are made out of. It's on Investigation, mm-hmm, Discovery, a great channel, as I mentioned. And again, Monday and Tuesday at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central Time. Well, when you get more feedback on this after this runs, please come back and join us on the air, because this is a story, like you say, that you can't make up.
Absolutely. And the trial's in September, so let's talk again then.
Oh, that's great. Okay, let's do it, all right? Let's hope they don't get a delay and we can talk about it and bring an update to our listeners. Okay, Diane?
There, you got it.
Okay.
All right.
Stay warm up in New York.
Thank you. You go have a nice round of golf there in your good weather. I'm jealous.
Okay. Thanks, Diane.
Bye-bye.
Investigative journalist Diane Nyman talking about a fascinating case, the case of Robert Durst, a murder ID mystery on the Investigative Channel. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Seggi today. Our next guest is an extremely talented gentleman, and I'm proud to say he's a fellow Italian. He's a film director who has been responsible for numerous award-winning shorts and feature films, as well as plays and an opera. And he's penned a book that I kind of wish that I would have thought about when my wife was pregnant with my first child. It's a poetry book called Letters from a Young Father. Joining us right now is Eduardo Ponti. Eduardo, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here today.
Well, thank you for having me, Ron. Excited to be here.
Well, now, tell us about this. As I mentioned in the introduction, I would have loved to have done this. You have penned a book of, what, some 40 poems that were written during your wife's pregnancy to your first child?
Yes, I did it for my first and my second child. You know, as you know, when your wife is pregnant and you're gradually becoming a father, father during those 40 weeks. It's a period in your life that is full of joy, full of love, but also full of insecurities, anxieties. And the way I made sense out of all of these feelings was to write these poem letters, really, to my child on how we learn to live, how we learn to love, how we remember. So many of them chronicle thoughts on my own childhood or thoughts on lessons of life.
You know what I like about that is, and I say this sincerely, okay, and I guess you got to go through it like you and I have done to really understand this,
yes,
is that children sometimes think that their parents, because they're their parents and never known them as anything else but their parents, are skilled in this art, okay? But they're not.
That's,
I mean,
right.
When you think about it, it's like being the president of the United States. It's kind of on-the-job training. You know, your first child, this isn't like a school for children. And I think it would be interesting for a child to read what a father goes through, including all the things that you mentioned, including fear, before their birth.
Yes, and, yeah, and as you say, you know, there is no instruction manual.
No.
You know, the only instruction manual we have are books that reflect the feelings. You know, the only instruction manuals that we do have are books that help people understand or verbalize the abstract feelings that they have inside, that we all are going through this. And sometimes people write books that can mirror those feelings. And just by mirroring them, it does bring comfort and reassurance to know that we're all in the same boat, essentially. You know, and then the other thing which is interesting is one day, you know, our children will become parents.
Right.
And it is at that point that they will understand, you know, what we went through and what we experienced.
I tell you, that is a sensational idea. I never even thought of that to mention, because that's kind of a book of lessons from your father on how to do and how to be a good father. Yeah, it's a blueprint. Yeah, that's exactly right. How old are your children now, Eduardo?
Listen, my daughter is 12, and my son is 7. So this book really stayed in a drawer for many, many years until a very wonderful poet and friend of mine called David St. John read by chance the manuscript and asked me if he could send it out. And really, I had no expectations, because for me, writing poetry is something very private, something I do in between the lines,
sure,
in a sense. And but he did, and here we are.
Now, your son might be a little young, but has your daughter read it?
Yes, it's funny how my daughter reads them, because a copy of the book is in the living room, and sometimes I catch her opening it, almost like sniffing it, almost kind of seeing whether some of them relate to her or not, and then she puts it down. It's a very funny thing to kind of see her negotiate herself around the book, almost circling it.
Yeah.
And I think that one day she'll really pick it up, bring it to her room, and kind of, you know, secretly read it.
Oh, it'll be a keepsake in your family for years to come. Did Sasha, your wife, have any input on this, or was this totally from your viewpoint?
No, it is really, and that's what makes it unique. It is totally from the viewpoint of the man. You know, almost everything out there, also understandably so, is about, you know, women going through pregnancy and for mothers. This is one of those very few pieces of literature that is truly dedicated to the father going through the experience. A wonderful gift.
You know what? I was just going to say, this is a sensational gift. Now, there's 40 weeks in a pregnancy. Did you write one once a week?
Yes. I wrote once a week, and I did the same thing with my son. Yes, absolutely.
Where can we get the book, Eduardo?
Listen, local bookstores, but I think the easiest way to go and get it is to go on Amazon and click on Letters from a Young Father.
Let me pose this to you, okay? I don't think that there's any secret involved that you are the son of two legends in the movie business, Carlo Ponti, your father, and Sophia Loren, the most sought-after beauty that ever appeared in movies. Has your mom read it?
Yes, my mother did read it, and she was very, very inspired. But, you know, it's always touching to discover the parent your child is, and she was very touched by it.
I want to pose a question to you, Eduardo, that I've posed to Nancy Sinatra and Dina Martin and so many other people who have famous parents. Was that heritage that you had initially an advantage for you going into this business, or possibly a disadvantage?
I think comes. You know, I think it is, the advantage is that you learn from your family an amazing work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
You really understand, you learn from the best what it means to tell a story. And that, I think, is the advantage.
Growing up, did you realize, because a lot of times people that are offsprings of their famous parents, whether it be in politics, sports, movies, records, doesn't make any difference, they look at their parents differently than the general public. Did you know that you had one of the most beautiful mothers in the world?
Listen, she's my mother, so to me, she was beautiful despite her beauty, if you know
sure.
what I mean.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Are you going to have another book of poetry coming out?
Listen, I'm finishing my second as we speak.
Oh, great. Well, you got to come back and talk about it. You're terrific. I'd love to have you back on the show at any time. And the name of the book is Letters from a Young Father, penned by a real talented man, Eduardo Ponte. Eduardo, I know you spent some time here in California. Whereabouts in Italy are you from?
From Milan and Naples, so north and south, essentially.
Okay, I'm of Sicilian descent, so I'm a little bit further south than you are.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. I congratulate you on the book. Again, Letters from a Young Father. It is available right now. It's a great gift anytime. Birthdays, Christmas, just on a Tuesday afternoon, anytime. Eduardo, would you join us again?
With immense pleasure.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Eduardo Ponte has been our guest, film director who divides a lot of his time between California and Italy. Of course, the son of very famous parents, Sophia Loren, and producer Carlo Ponte. The new book is out right now, Letters from a Young Father. And a quick reminder, check our website, ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com, and hear our latest show on demand 24/7 by just clicking the Listen Live icon on the homepage. We're coming right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you leave
legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today on this last weekend of January, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour for joining us, and they include Joe Minuso and Yuri Saturnoff from Chicago Fire, Smokey Robinson, reporter Diane Diamond from the Investigative Discovery Channel, and actor and director Eduardo Ponte. Next hour from Renegade Repos, Ken Cage will be here, Bobby and Andy Cohen. Their show is on Velocity called Junkyard Empire. The host and originator of Inside the Actor Studios, James Lipton, and Chef Gennard Wells is going to be talking about what to serve on Super Bowl Sunday. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.